Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, May 2, 2024. The importance of hearing God's voice. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should have soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. Psalms chapter 81, verses 10 through verse 14. Today's morsel. One of the basic lessons that children ought to be taught is that of recognizing of their parents' voice. This is why I believe that nursing a baby is important. The child is kept close enough not only to hear its mother's voice, but also to learn the intonation. Jesus said that his sheep know his voice and they will not follow another. Do you know your Heavenly Father's voice when He speaks to you? God oftentimes will speak to us through His Word, or the pastor He places over us. The Lord said through the psalmist that if His people had listened to Him and walked in His ways, that He would have subdued their enemies and turned His hand against their adversaries. Do you hear what God just said? He will get rid of those that cause you heartache and pain if you would just listen to Him and do what He says. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John chapter 10, verse 27. You are His. So listen to His voice, and He will take care of those who trouble you. Sing this song with me today. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your Spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Thought for today. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Revelations chapter 3, verse 20.